Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a country where one region is experiencing scorching heatwaves while another is being battered by intense pre-monsoon storms, all at the same time. That is the reality of India's increasingly bipolar climate. First, let's look at what's been happening in the news recently. While West Rajasthan has been facing heatwave temperatures of 44-48°C, the India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has simultaneously issued heavy rainfall warnings for Northeast India, covering states like Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, and Tripura. What makes this significant is that this pattern of simultaneous heat and rain reflects India's increasingly bipolar pre-monsoon climate, which is intensifying due to climate change. Now, let's delve into what pre-monsoon rainfall is all about. India experiences four meteorological seasons, according to the IMD. Pre-monsoon rainfall is concentrated in two main zones, Northeast India, which witnesses nor'westers, locally known as Kal Baisakhi, and Peninsular India, which experiences mango showers and cherry blossom showers. Building on this, nor'westers, or Kal Baisakhi, are intense convective thunderstorms that occur in the pre-monsoon season over a wide area, including West Bengal, Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, Assam, Meghalaya, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, and even parts of Bangladesh. The local names for these storms are quite descriptive. Kal Baisakhi in West Bengal means Black Vaisakha, referring to the storms that occur during the Hindu month of Vaisakha, which falls in April to May. In Assam, these storms are known as Bordoichila, or Big Storm Cloud, while in Karnataka, a similar phenomenon is called Silsimareli. It is worth pausing here to note that these storms have a distinct formation mechanism. But what exactly are the characteristics of these storms? In contrast to nor'westers, Peninsular India experiences mango showers, which are beneficial for mango ripening, and cherry blossom showers, which are beneficial for coffee plantations. These are also pre-monsoon thunderstorms, but they are typically less destructive than nor'westers. Now, let's turn to the significance of these storms for agriculture. The storms are simultaneously beneficial, providing water and soil moisture, and destructive, causing hail, wind damage, and lightning fatalities. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the fact that these storms can make or break the agricultural cycle in these regions. With that background in place, let us look at the implications for disaster management. The recent launch of the NDMA cell broadcast is partly motivated by the need for rapid alerts during such convective events, as nor'westers can develop and dissipate within 2-3 hours, requiring near real-time warning. This is crucial for saving lives and minimizing damage. Moving on to what this means for India's climate trends, the State of India's Environment 2026 has documented intensifying pre-monsoon extremes. The bipolar pattern, with heat in Northwest India and intense rain in Northeast India, is consistent with global climate models showing tropical regions developing more polarized weather. Now, let us examine the geographic distribution of nor'westers. What makes Northeast India prone to these storms? First, the proximity to the Bay of Bengal provides a moisture source. Second, the Himalayan barrier blocks westerly winds and concentrates moisture. Third, the topographic uplift of the eastern Himalayas forces orographic precipitation. Fourth, the land surface heating of the Indo-Gangetic Plain creates instability. And finally, the monsoonal precursor circulations, or pre-monsoon shifts in atmospheric circulation, all contribute to making this region one of the most prone to intense convective storms in the world. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, is the agency responsible for issuing weather forecasts and warnings. the Northeast Indian states, including Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, and Tripura, are particularly vulnerable to nor'westers. The pre-monsoon season typically sees the formation of intense convective thunderstorms, which can be both beneficial and destructive. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The main keywords to remember are pre-monsoon, nor'westers, Kal Baisakhi, Bor Doichila, Northeast India, mango showers, cherry blossom showers, convective storms, lightning fatalities, IMD, and Bay of Bengal moisture. Remember these terms as they are crucial for understanding India's climate patterns and their implications for agriculture, disaster management, and environmental sustainability. In conclusion, India's bipolar climate, with its contrasting patterns of heat and rain, is a critical aspect of the country's environmental landscape with significant implications for agriculture, disaster management, and climate change mitigation. This complex interplay of weather patterns is a key area of focus for policymakers, researchers, and UPSC aspirants alike, as it holds the key to understanding India's unique climate challenges and developing effective strategies to address them.